Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending some of your time with me today. I know you could be doing a lot of things, listening to a lot of things, and I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you being here hanging out with me. So this is an episode that I wanted to do last month, but I didn't. Better late than never, though. I feel like this is something that we need to talk about a lot more. Financial health, after all, really is a part of physical health, and financial stress is the top stressor in the world. So it is impacting our health. For people who can't afford, for example, I shared in last week's episode that one of the changes that I've made for preparation for me to eat well is this particular meal delivery service that does bulk items. And a lot of people said, I would love to do that, but I can't afford it. And I understand, because there was a time that I couldn't afford it either. But that is a way in which financial limitations impact our health. If you could execute better, if you had a little bit more financial breathing room, that matters. That matters for your kids. That matters for you. That matters for the world. And here's the deal. Your financial position is not a fixed position. So not being able to afford something today does not mean that you won't be able to afford it next month or next year. We have not only an opportunity, but we also have a responsibility to improve our financial condition always, no matter how old we are, no matter our work situation, no matter our education status. This is both a responsibility and an opportunity for everyone. And the reason I said I wanted to do this episode last month is because April is Financial Literacy Month. And there are a lot of us who are financially comfortable, which is great. But it's also not a stopping point. Because ultimately, we want financial flexibility, we want financial freedom, not for ourselves, but for the impact that we can have on people around us. I don't want to be limited in my ability to be generous where generosity is needed. I don't want to be limited in what I can do for my health or for my kids' health. I don't want to be limited in what I can do for my marriage. And financial flexibility and financial freedom, it opens doors. And I think a lot of folks have just sort of said like, oh, that's not for me. Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom and you've got 12 kids, or you don't have any education, or you're 74. It is for you. What's true right now in this world is that most people are either financially coping or they're financially vulnerable. And where that might be your state right now, I need you to just hear again and again and again that that does not have to be your situation next year. And if it is your situation next year, that is in part a reflection of what you've done over the previous year. And for some people, it can take multiple years, but it is worth it. It is worth it. There's an author, John Soforic, S-O-F-O-R-I-C, John Soforic. And he wrote, without time and money, we wield little power over life. And I agree. But I don't want anybody to feel discouraged by this because of where they are, because it is not fixed. And there are more now than ever, there are opportunities for everybody, no matter their life circumstances, to dramatically change their condition. And I don't want anybody hearing this saying, I'm comfortable, to think this message isn't for you, because it absolutely is for you. I believe so strongly that we have a personal responsibility, every single one of us, to create financial flexibility in a situation where we are thriving, because it impacts absolutely everything. Imagine your marriage without financial stress. Imagine your health without financial limitation or restriction. Imagine your community with unlimited generosity. There's another author I just mentioned, John Seforek, Naval Ravikant. He's not just an author. He's an investor. He's many, many, many things. But I was reading a compilation of the things he said about money. And one of the things he says is that making money is not a thing you do. It's a skill you learn. And I love that, because so many people, when we talk about money or changing your financial condition, they think about jobs that they're eligible for that might pay more. Or maybe they think, I'm not going to get paid more for what I do, or I couldn't get another job because of XYZ. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about another job. I'm not talking about a different job or an additional job. Money is not a thing you do. It is not being a pharmacist or a nurse or a teacher or a stay-at-home parent. It is a skill you learn. And he says, seek wealth, not money. Wealth means your money is making money. And it's making money if you're sleeping or you're taking care of your kids or you're going for a walk in the woods. And in order to do that, you don't need a second job or a different job. The first thing you need is an understanding of the options and the pathways. You need to have an education. You give yourself this education. You decide to be a continuous learner about finances and other people's paths. When you do that, see, I love to learn. One of the things that that has done for me, one of what I think is the most powerful things that it has done for me, is in the process of being a student of these things, I have seen so many examples of people who came from nothing, who had very little time, very little education, little to no support, and still created a tremendous financial position for themselves, not by working three jobs, not by having a certain education, not by having a ton of support or a ton of free time. In fact, doing it without all of those things. And that has removed my limitations in how I think about money. And that's where I think a lot of people are holding themselves back, is they only see their limitations. I don't have any more time. I don't have this particular degree. I stay at home with my kids. None of the limitations can keep you from financial prosperity, financial flexibility, financial freedom. The only thing that keeps you is your belief that something is keeping you back. In early April, I posted about this in the Primal Potential Facebook group because, you know, it was Financial Literacy Month, and I just wanted to share a few of my thoughts. And somebody responded to my post and said, I want to dip my toe in investing, but it seems so overwhelming. There's so much information out there. Imagine that we live in the world where so much free information is something people now see as a barrier. Can you imagine? I mean, 50 years ago, there wasn't all this information out there for free. And now it's there and people see it as a barrier. So you would do it if there wasn't a lot of information out there? I mean, because that doesn't really make sense. If there wasn't so much information to learn and figure it out, then you would do it? Like, why are we saying that there being so much information is in some way a barrier, when in fact what it is an incredible opportunity? It's equalized it. It's made it available to everybody. You don't have to be a broker in order to get into the game. You don't have to have an education, a formal education in finances. You don't need to have $100,000 to play with in order to get involved. You can get involved for a dollar. And that plethora of information is now, for some people, like a limitation, a barrier. And here's the other thing. What in the world is there not so much information about? There's so much information out there about food. There is so much information about fitness. There is so much information about relationships, about parenting, about pregnancy, about money, about real estate. Thank God. It has leveled the playing field. Just the other day, I came downstairs and Chris was watching something on his phone and I was like, what are you listening to? And he said, Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone is somebody who has coaching groups and masterminds that are six-figure plus to get into, and yet every single one of us can access so much of what he says for free. The same thing is true of say, Tony Robbins, and maybe you think, I couldn't spend X thousands of dollars to go to one of his events or whatnot, but do you know how much is out there that he said for free? Do you know how many thousands of podcasts there are? There's nothing you couldn't learn. If you wanted to become a world-class chef, there is more than enough information for you to learn the skills that you need to have. If you wanted to become a competitive weightlifter, there are so many hundreds of millions of hours of education out there that you can access for free or any other topic. And the same is true about money. Let us not be the people who see that lots of information is somehow a barrier. Because it's not. Because it's absolutely not. We have to have a commitment to educating ourselves in the areas that matter instead of like, oh my gosh, that's so overwhelming. Well, I've been broke and that's kind of overwhelming too. You know? And I've been in the middle too, where I wasn't broke, but I certainly didn't have financial flexibility and things that came up were certainly stressful. That's overwhelming too. So you get to pick. Do you want to be educated and empowered to make changes and feel overwhelmed by the amount of information? Or do you want to not feel overwhelmed by the amount of information because you don't ever get started, but be overwhelmed by your condition and your limitations? Right? I mean, the simplest thing, instead of buying a coffee every day, take that money and buy ownership in the coffee company every month. Seriously. Instead of buying a coffee every day, take that money, have your coffee at home, and buy ownership in the coffee company every month. What's going to be worth more in 10 years? And it's not just about investing, right? That's the comment that came in the Facebook group. But there's so much to improving your financial condition beyond investing. There are so many components, from savings to investing to earning more to spending less. And it doesn't happen overnight, but we can't just leave it to chance or have it be a hope or work on it, you know, a couple times a year. We have to be intentional about making these improvements on the regular. For me personally, and this is a journey that will continue for me for the rest of my life, it started by getting out of debt. And that did not happen in a week or a month. It took about a year. And for other people in my life, it took many years. But when I think about my sister, for example, and it took her many years to get out of debt, if I ask her today, was it worth it? Was it worth paying attention every week for years and feeling at the beginning like it was so far away? Was it worth it? She would be like, oh my gosh, it was one of the most worthwhile things I've ever done in my life. I guarantee it. So for me, it started by getting out of debt. And around the same time, I started trying to learn about ways to make more money. And some of them were super, super, super straightforward. My husband at the time did a little bit of like freelance work. And that was an obvious, easy, low-hanging fruit way. You know, we sold stuff that we had that we didn't use. I downsized my car. I had bought a car and I had a loan on it and it was a fancy car. And I traded it in and got something that we were able to pay for and not have a payment. That's where it started for me. It was not glamorous. It was not complicated. I did not need an education. Then came investing, and I still am a student of investing every day. I talk to people about what they do for investments. I ask a lot of questions. If you were a fly on the wall it is very, very common for me to be asking people, you know, they're friends of ours, like what they do, what they're invested in, how they go about learning these things. Do they have a financial advisor? Do they like their financial advisor? What kind of things do they do with their financial advisor? I ask my own financial advisor a million questions all the time. He sends me things. I read them. I read books. I listen to podcasts. I take that education very seriously, not just for me, but for my kids and for their future. Because to suggest that money isn't worth learning about and becoming more and more and more educated every single week is just crazy, because it's a huge part of life. It's a huge part of life. And the investing, for me, it started small. It was like, okay, what does my company offer for 401k, and how can I learn more about that? Can I Google words that I don't understand? Can I sit down and talk with the advisor for the company and understand the benefits and limitations of this particular program? If I have an extra $50, I started my own little brokerage account, and I remember hearing many times throughout life, buy things that you use, that you believe in, companies that you know will be part of the future. And so for me, like, I mean, this was years and years and years ago, was Amazon. Okay. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about stock investing, is you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. And you might think, oh, Elizabeth, do you know what one share of a stock of Amazon is? Yeah, I do. But I also know that there are funds where you get fractional pieces of those companies. So you don't have to wait until you can afford one share. There are so many ways. And if you don't know that, that's okay. But you have an opportunity to learn. There are millions of resources. Walk into your library. Ask friends what financial books they've read and loved, how they learn. Interview financial advisors. Ask them what they think you should be doing to learn, what resources they recommend for clients who are just starting out. Talk to people you know who are either into finances, or you consider them financially astute, or you know they love learning about that. Ask them questions, right? So for me, investing started really small. And it's something that I committed to growing at least every month, if not more. So at the time, I was getting paid every week. And every single week, I couldn't put money towards investing. And some weeks, it was like $20. And other weeks, it might be $200. And if I got a gift, you know, if it was Christmas and a grandparent gave me $100, I would take 70 of it and I would invest it. And it was just this small thing. And it's been amazing. Even though I started it as an adult, it's been amazing to watch it grow. And my commitment to the process continues, and my commitment to education continues. There is so much to learn. I don't know crap compared to everything out there that there is to learn, but I take my financial education seriously. And I want you to as well. Then over a period of years, which also continues, I started looking at passive income streams, because when you start learning, you expand into other areas and you hear people recommend books or recommend individuals who are great teachers or trainers. You hear people recommending podcasts, and follow that. Commit to learning that. Listen, if you're willing to watch 6 to 10 hours a week of fiction TV, take an hour of that and give it to your own financial education. It started, the passive income for me started with real estate. And this continues to be increasingly important to me, because any of us can lose our job at any minute. A company could just lay us off. Company could go out of business. Company could move in a different direction. But also for me, you know, I'm self-employed. Something could happen to where I can't work for a period of time. And I have a responsibility to protect my family from the things that could happen. So real estate was something that I got into. And as I got involved in real estate, I realized that there are some inherent limitations to real estate. You know, it's kind of a long-term game, and it takes a bit more money to get started. And that's what led me to network marketing. Because I've said this a million times before, I believe that we are all in network marketing, every single one of us, but we aren't all getting paid for it. Because network marketing is nothing more than recommending a product or a service to somebody in your network. So that could be the restaurant that you enjoy or the book that you loved. That's network marketing. Do you get paid for it? We all have the opportunity to get paid for it, and that really just comes down to getting paid by a company that you really love and respect. People think that it has to mean this thing, like it has to mean what they thought it meant when their parents were in Amway in the 70s. That's crap. That's bull. Why are you holding on to something that's now a 50-year-old notion? For me, it's products that I love and I'm going to recommend anyway. And not everybody cares, and that's fine. It's kind of like if I say I read this book about hormones and not everybody wants to read a book about hormones. I don't care. But there are some people that really are looking for that information and are grateful that I told them about a book about hormones. And so no matter who you are, if you have a network or you feel like you have no network, we're all doing it anyway. We just have to find those opportunities for ourselves that align with things we're passionate about that we're probably going to share anyway. And the thing that I like about this side of my own financial equation is that it takes little to no money to get started and it pays out immediately. Whereas, again, real estate takes more money to get started and you're not really going to recognize the financial benefits for a longer period of time unless you have something like a portfolio of 100 or so rental units, which I do not, and I don't even know that I really want to go that route at this phase of my life. So that's why I love the network marketing piece of it. Little time, little money, immediate payout. We're all already doing it. I can't tell you the number of things I love that I'm passionate about, and if I can find companies that I love and support that also have this component, yeah. All day long, right? All day long. I want you to know primarily, though, that this journey of financial flexibility and ultimately financial freedom, it matters and it is possible no matter how old you are, no matter how much money you make, no matter how much time you have, no matter how many kids you have, how much education you have, it has never been more important. Hello, look at grocery prices and gas prices. We do not have to work within the same, you know, my job pays me this much and now it's more expensive to get everything. Like, we should have many different income streams. We should be protecting ourselves constantly through education and action so that we are protected from these things that happen in the world. We have a responsibility to do that, and we all have the opportunity to do that no matter what our circumstances are. I'm sharing this because I feel like we all need to take it seriously, and I think most of us need to take it more seriously. We need to do everything we can. And I'm not sharing it because I'm a financial expert. I'm not. I'm sharing it because it's an incredibly important journey, and I, as an individual, have seen what happens when you can't work for some reason. You know, and as a business owner, when my daughter died, you have to be at a place where you're willing to do what it takes to protect your family for when those things come up. And I pray that my situation is never your situation, but it could be a layoff, it could be an illness, it could be an injury, it could be an economic downturn, it could be the cost of goods rises 27% instead of 9%. It matters. Because it impacts how we care for ourselves. It matters because it impacts how we care for our families. And it matters because it impacts how we care for the world we live in. A couple of quick resources. If you are wanting to start by getting out of debt, I really like Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover. It's a book. You can probably get it at any library if you don't want to buy it new. For the general mindset of this and how important it is and using your time better, I really like The Wealthy Gardener by John Seforek. Tony Robbins also has a couple of books, and the one that comes to mind right off the bat is Money, Master the Game. And he talks about investing and passive income. And so if you feel like you wouldn't even know where to start, Money, Master the Game is an opportunity. And then, of course, there's a million financial podcasts. Chris Harder and his podcast, which I think is called The Chris Harder Show, they have a ton of financial episodes. It's not exclusively that. It's a lot of business, but you can browse titles and listen to his episodes about money. There's so many different things that you can do when it comes to the stock market. I really like Rule Breaker, Motley Fool, Rule Breaker, Motley Fool. I can't remember. Motley Fool has a million podcasts and they're all in the financial realm. But let me see here what Rule Breaker Investing and Motley Fool Money. I like those two for the stock market. But don't ever see so much information as a limitation, because what it is it's an opportunity and it's an equalizer. It's an equalizer. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have about this. Again, I am not a financial expert, but this is something that I invest in time-wise, and I'm always looking to improve. So if you have questions or there's something I said that you don't understand, we can do a follow-up episode. We can talk about it in more detail over in the Primal Potential Facebook group, or we can do a Q&A episode all about it. So do not hesitate to reach out with questions, but let today be the day that you commit to working on this every day. For 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, for an hour, make the time, because it really matters. Chat soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.